VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Steve, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. The mirror, your best friend or worst enemy. Well, it turns out dolphins can recognize themselves in the mirror as well. In today's video, scientists observe dolphins observing themselves in mirrors. They display some pretty interesting behavior, such as staring at themselves, wiggling their fins, which are like their hands, and checking out their own bellies, behaviors that they never use in the wild. Now, if you love animals, definitely go watch this video. It's less than 2 minutes. But first, let's go ahead and check out our key sentence. This suggests they understand that what they're seeing isn't another animal, but a reflection of themselves. Vocabulary word number one is suggest. Suggest. Now, this word is a verb, and the definition is to mention or imply as a possibility. So check out this example sentence. This synthesizer suggests that the music was made in the 1980s. So you don't know that this music was made in the 1980s, but it sounds like it. So the synthesizer, that kind of electronic piano keyboard type thing, that makes the music seem like it comes from the 1980s. So it suggests that the music might be from the 1980s. All right, now word number two is another. Another. This is an adjective. The definition is being one more in addition to one or more of the same kind. When you use another, they should be the same thing, like, you know, dolphins. You can't, if there was a dolphin and a penguin, you couldn't say, oh, look, there's another dolphin, right? Because it's not a dolphin, it's a penguin. So the things need to be the same. Like, oh, this is a cookie. Look, there's another cookie over there. Here is an example sentence. You want another piece of cake? You already had 3 pieces. So cake's all the same, right? There's one big cake, you ate 3 pieces, and now you want another piece of cake. Now, I chose this word because many people confuse it for the word other. So here is a very rough guide of how to use these words. Granted, there's a lot of usages, so if these words confuse you, definitely go check them out on YouTube or Google or in your grammar book. All right, both words can mean additional or extra. However, another basically means one more or in addition. It is used before singular nouns, another bird, like one bird, another piece of cake, one piece of cake. In the sentence, the dolphin isn't seeing another dolphin, right? It's not seeing another dolphin. It's looking in the mirror. Now, let's move on to the word other. Other can be used for additional information. However, it is a little bit different, and it's usually used with plurals, more than one. Sherry hasn't gone to any other countries. Other countries, more than one country, countries. You often use other before countables and with plural object counters like type, like in this case. Do you have any other types of cookies? A different type. You don't want chocolate chip. You want another type of cookie. Do you have any other types of cookies? All right, word number three is reflection. Reflection. This word is a noun. And the definition of this word is an image given back by a reflecting surface. So a reflecting surface, that could be a mirror, a glass window, water, basically any surface where you can see yourself or something behind you. So here is my example sentence. Mowgli saw his reflection in the water. Now, I love the movie The Jungle Book, so if anyone else likes that movie, Mowgli is the main character, and he lives in the jungle with the other animals like Baloo the bear. So he can look in the water and see a reflection of his own face. All right, let's move on to the pronunciation. So Let me read the sentence one more time, and then we'll get right into it. This suggests they understand that what they're seeing isn't another animal, but a reflection of themselves. So the first word here, I hate this word, suggests. Oh, it's so hard to say. Now, I have to admit, even for me, it's hard to say this word, and I'm a native English speaker. That STS at the end, it's just killer. It's so hard to say. So notice that in the word suggest, the first G is a hard G. It makes the g, g, g sound. But the second G is a soft G. It makes the j sound, like a J, like j, j. So suggests. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is the final word in sentences. So let's take a very simple sentence. Dolphins can use mirrors to check their bellies. Now, if you use too much of a rising intonation, meaning you go up, it's going to sound like a question. Listen to this. Dolphins can use mirrors to check their bellies? Doesn't that sound like a question at the end? Bellies? Don't do that unless it's a question. So rising intonation is mainly used for questions. However, if I use a falling intonation, meaning my words go down, it can sound a little bit angry or negative. So listen to this. Dolphins can use mirrors to check their bellies. Bellies. Did you hear that? It sounds a little bit angry or not. It doesn't sound really good, right? It doesn't make you feel very comfortable or like I'm a very positive person when I speak. You want to keep the word pretty flat, but try not to go down or up too much. So dolphins can use mirrors to check their bellies. Bellies. You see, I don't go down. I keep it a little bit up, but I don't want to raise my intonation too much. So try to say it flat, like bellies, or just slightly up a little bit so that way it sounds more positive. Bellies. So dolphins can use mirrors to check their bellies. Okay, guys, here is the question for the day. Finally, back to the animals. Are you surprised dolphins recognize themselves in the mirror? If so, how does it make you feel to see that behavior from dolphins? If it doesn't surprise you, why not? Here is my answer. Now, I love animals, and I originally wanted to study marine biology in university, so I'm pretty fascinated by anything in the ocean. Now, this video just made me feel really delighted or happy because the dolphins just seemed really just so happy and amused with the mirror. Sometimes it's good to remember that humans are not the only intelligent creatures on the planet. This was what I call a feel-good video. It made me feel really good, it made me smile, and I hope that whoever watches this video, which I really think you guys should do, I hope it will make you smile as well because these creatures are really beautiful, really intelligent, and I think we should all try to love the other animals on our planet more. All right, well, thanks for listening. Have a nice day, a nice week, and I'll catch you next time.